Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes bunts towards first. Bock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bibby covering, for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards short. Scribner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuentes moves to third. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards first. Bock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Duffy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Grubb moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grubb scores. Fossey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fossey scores. Duffy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Kuiper moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Crawford now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scribner strikes out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing left field. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-3 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is out, Scrivener applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Chuck Scrivener. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.